Proclamation number 8456 of 2nd of April, 1963. Why was it possible for a body of work by the opponent to prevail? The adversary will often still try to run against the wall of faith, and he will also try to shake the faith of those who have found me and whom he hopes to change again. And again, the only thing that matters is that a person's faith has come alive, because then he can already speak of knowledge with conviction and does not just need to believe something for which he lacks evidence. Living faith gives the person inner certainty, and he no longer doubts but is already so united with me that he has the clearest evidence in my presence that his thinking is enlightened, and such faith can no longer be shaken. Yet my adversary will still be able to achieve success where the human being intellectually tries to fathom the correlations, where he, i.e., the intellect, builds on erroneous spiritual knowledge which he now regards as the basis and also represents it as truth. Erroneous thinking is then also the consequence of this, and this can only be directed properly when the human being begins to doubt the spiritual knowledge he possesses. He is to ask in order to be able to receive answers, and he is to ask these questions in a feeling of complete ignorance which then humbly lets him come to me. If you humans knew how far you still are from the pure truth and how few people only accept the grace of my direct instructions from above, then you would also recognize with fright the great power of the Prince of Darkness, but which you humans yourselves concede to him. For you are not filled with the great desire for truth which would urge you towards me so that I myself would give you the truth. You know that lies and error are the adversary's strongest weapons, but you do not protect yourselves from them by appealing to me for help. You could not fall prey to this error if you were seriously interested in the pure truth. And even if the truth is conveyed to you, you are nevertheless not willing to surrender your wrong spiritual knowledge, and the truth cannot take root in you. You yourselves prevent the effect of light because you are not willing to detach yourselves from darkness and follow the light. But you cannot become enlightened against your will. When I walked on earth to bring the light to men, I foresaw the structure of lies erected by those who called themselves my followers. I foresaw that people were completely misguided and were themselves too weak to free themselves from the tangle of misguided teachings. I knew that precisely where the foundation was allegedly laid by me myself, my adversary had much success. For he succeeded in distorting all my teachings. And thus a work of construction came into being which never had and could never have me as its master builder, that I could never take part in a work where my adversary had obviously forced his way in, for everything I taught on earth has been distorted. And spiritual knowledge is now advocated which did not originate from me but is the work of human beings. Results of confused intellectual thinking over which my adversary has dominion. Yet I could not prevent it because I do not act against people's free will. Yet the few who seriously strived for truth and who acknowledged me as the eternal truth always received the pure truth, and every willing person was able to accept it and also attain spiritual maturity. Yet that work of building up remained in existence, and it was supported by all those who acknowledge it and never seriously concern themselves with the spiritual knowledge which is presented to them but which they, with an earnest will, would recognize as erroneous, for they would never be able to acknowledge a supremely perfect being as the originator, as the founder of such a church, if only their thinking is good and just. Endless love, unsurpassable wisdom and might must always be recognizable, and where this is not the case it is impossible for me myself to have been at work. Instead, my adversary always has his hand in it, and he will truly strengthen the darkness evermore and not tolerate his followers trying to free themselves from him. Therefore, my servants on earth, don't be surprised if time and again my adversary succeeds in having the error defended by people who are not yet able to believe vividly enough and therefore still use their intellect too much instead of listening to their heart, which would truly teach them otherwise. The structure erected by the adversary cannot be torn down so easily, for it finds strong supports in all those who do not yet recognize him and who therefore also accept everything as truth without seriously examining it. But peoples will ease free. Amen.